The marketing or compensation plan. The plan is very important. It shows how much work you need to do to get paid this much. All marketing plans have their own advantages and disadvantages. Different companies offer different margins for their products. The key to remember in margin comparison, if the company pays the distributor too low, you might not survive. If the margin is too exorbitantly high, you might earn a lot, but your retail customers will suffer and the business might not be long term. Before I share with you a few more popular type of marketing plan to give you an idea about what company will offer what, I wish to highlight two things in every plan: demotion and maintenance. Demotion means dropping from one MLM position to a lower one, usually resulting in a loss of future potential income, or your remainder quota required to reach a certain target is increased. The volume achieved in the past do not count towards the grand total anymore. Demotion is an important factor to consider in every marketing plan, as someone who suffers demotion suffers a sudden loss in income and could be very embarrassing to others. Maintenance, sometimes called autoship, is the minimum amount of sales volume, usually every month, a distributor or serious business builder has to buy either his own personal volume or combined with group sales in order to maintain his rank, be eligible for bonuses, overriding commission, or sometimes even maintain his distributorship. Having maintenance or no maintenance all has its pros and cons. I will highlight three scenarios to give a clearer picture. A. Mandatory maintenance. Some companies require you to purchase products every single month. This is good if you have built a large organization and it ensures you have guaranteed income every month. Not good if you are forced to maintain and you are not making money in your business. If you are in love with the product and don't mind paying for it every month, then it is fine. But this can cause a person who is not seriously building or is still struggling with his business some pressure, and it is one of the main causes of dropout in MLM. If the maintenance is too expensive, people might shun the company. However, the upline with a lot of people in his group can build a large stable income this way. Some companies may not require you to maintain at the early stages and increases the maintenance after they achieve a certain rank. B. No maintenance. This is very good for people who have just started their business or for people who is just casually trying out an MLM. There is no pressure and a person can be in an MLM for years but still at the same rank. The bad news is that it might not be good for the long term, because no maintenance means no downlines need to buy anything, unless your group is in love with the product or if you and your downlines have built a solid customer base and the demand of the product is there. C. Optional maintenance. This is also very good for people who just started or the casual type. They will only ask you to buy a certain volume of products when you want to override your commission from the company. This is also very good in the sense that you are not pressured to pay maintenance and you only pay when you are making money. There is one problem with this, however. Among the serious business builders, if the downlines are not producing any sales, even having a large organization will not pay you well, if not at all, just like a zero maintenance company. No downline sales means those in the middle will not maintain, causing a chain reaction all the way to the uplines at the top. This is a hollow organization where your rank/title means nothing without income. Next, I will go in detail about the more popular types of plans. 1. The stair step. 2. The uni level. 3. The binary. 4. The breakaway. 5. The matrix. 6. The Australian 2-up. 7. The hybrid. 1. The stair step. The stair step or step and ladder plan is a simple plan that has requirements that you must meet to get up the stairs of success. Every step is a promotion, usually based on achieving a certain volume, and each promotion or rank gives you a larger cut. Demotion and stair step plans to ensure a distributor's group commits to a certain volume every month. It gives a particular rank a guaranteed income. Demotion in this case means that you must either maintain a certain volume every month, or quarter or fiscal year, in order to maintain that rank. Let us say, for example, Anthony achieves a sales volume of $200,000 in his entire team, for a certain time frame, and that promotes him from leader to champion. Certain companies require him to keep up that same sales volume the next time, or else he will be demoted back to a leader. In certain plans, there is no demotion in rank, so the group sales are accumulated for reaching the next level. Maintenance here plays a key factor how building a solid group will look like. If there are low repeat sales for the product being marketed, expect the minimum entry fee to be higher than the average MLM. This is because low repeat sales means less maintenance, hence the majority of the income comes from recruiting new blood. If nobody does maintenance in a stair-step plan, Having a high rank doesn't earn you money, so don't be a fool if someone tells you that the minimum income for a Grand Emperor is $100,000 a month. It all depends on the volume generated. On the contrary, plans with maintenance involved do guarantee an income, or else you will not be in that rank. This type of plan is one of the oldest and longest plans around. The advantage of climbing the ladder gives major incentives for distributors to work harder and fight for the target. The larger your group, the more you override, even up to infinity levels, as long as your downline is of a lower rank than you. There is also a fair system involved. Let's say if your downline works harder than you and sponsors more people, he can actually have a rank higher than you, and that is when breakaway and certain plans come into play, discussed in the breakaway plan below. The disadvantage, however, is once a downline reaches a certain rank, let's say you need 3 directly sponsored leaders to qualify as a champion, one of them becomes a leader while you focus on making the remaining 2 groups to become leaders, the first leader might be neglected in the process. The other disadvantage is if the downline is too far deep in the organization, let's say your downline's downline all the way down 10 generations, some distributors may neglect helping them because the monetary incentive is too small. 2. The uni level. The uni level is a simple number of levels that the company will pay you, and usually there is no promotion or rank. You make money by getting a certain override off of the volume, and usually there is a requirement of volume to qualify for a check. The advantage here is you don't have work your butt off during certain seasons to fight for that rank. You can sponsor as many people as you can, and your income comes from a large volume of people in your organization. For example, you can personally sponsor 5 people, and these 5 will look for 5. After 4 generations, you will have 5 to the power of 4 in your organization, 780 people, and the calculation of your sales volume will give you a straightforward income. The disadvantage, however, is there is no incentive for developing many different groups, called legs. In spite of conditions in a plan imposed by the company, that you have to sponsor a minimum number of legs, some uni-level people tend to let the strong downlines do all the work as in wait for their downlines to sponsor more people than themselves, which is a poor reflection of leadership. In the uni-level, there is no demotion, the only demotion is leaving the company, and maintenance plays a key part in the long-term income. 3. The binary. The binary is an interesting design for a comp plan. It usually has 2 legs that you can have business centers in, and you have a volume requirement to get paid on each leg. There is what is called balancing. In the binary, you must balance the volume from each both A and B group to make sure you maximize your commissions. In the illustration above, the A group is the strong leg, or the giant leg, while the B group is called the weak leg, or the profit leg. A has more people than B, assume they all produce the same volume per person. B needs to find 2 more people in order for you to balance, hence maximizing U's income. U sponsors 2 friends. In a binary, the company limits each distributor to have a maximum of 2 people. A and B were previously recruited by U. U needs to balance his group by helping B find 2 people. But let us assume that B is not actively building the business at the moment, so what does U do? He finds and sponsors 2 people himself and places both of them under B, and they become B1 and B2. This is called spillover. The advantage of spillover is that when everyone works as a team, the tree will fill very fast as all uplines and downlines work together to balance each other's networks. It is also immune to the problems in uni-level or stair-step plans with downlines being too deep in the organization. A binary can be balanced depending on which side the downline is in and not how deep. The disadvantage, however, is that this plan is particularly attractive to lazy people who don't do any work and expect free handouts from their uplines. Imagine what will happen if everyone waits for their upline to place people under them? It doesn't develop strength. 4. The breakaway. This plan has been said to have become somewhat unpopular in the industry, as you could lose the business you build once it gets to a certain level of success, and it breaks away to no longer be a part of what you get paid on. It usually appears in stair-step. Let's use the example above in the stair-step illustration. If I am a champion and my downline builds his organization faster than me, and qualifies as an emperor before me, 2 things might happen. Depending on the company's pay structure, I will not be eligible to receive overriding commissions from my downline emperor's group. Hence the breakaway, his bonuses will be passed up to my upline emperor or grand emperor. In some cases, the entire group breaks away and join my upline, so even if I do qualify as an emperor later on, I will not receive bonuses from his group. Selfish people might even involve in sabotage as in trying to slow down his downline from breaking away or overtaking him. Today, More and more companies are acknowledging the breakaway problem and will start awarding leadership development bonuses, such as a fixed bonus percentage over that entire group, even those they have broken away. This system has still worked out well in the past, though, because it gets people working harder to prevent the breakaway from happening. In MLM, just like in life, companies reward people who work hard to build their groups. If a downline works harder than his upline, he should get paid more, hence it is more fair to them. So in this case, if an upline doesn't work hard enough, he shouldn't blame the company if the downline breaks away. 5. The matrix. The matrix, or sometimes called a forced matrix, is like a pre-order tree. A computer-driven plan puts into your group by computer, and they go in the next available slot. Usually this plan is combined with some form of a binary, sometimes 3x9 or 5x25 matrix depending on the maximum width allowed, and it does work well if there are a lot of people that are recruited and working together to fill the matrix. When you recruit someone, the computer searches down for the next open slot, and positions them there. There are some plans that allow you to override the commission of those that you personally sponsor, even though they are not positioned directly under you within the tree. D sponsors a new friend. That new friend doesn't get slotted under D, but rather fills the last position, which is the dotted line under C. Once they fill up to a certain level, the distributor gets paid a lump sum. Once again, the advantages here is that every single distributor in the tree all work together to fill the matrix, and the duplication result is fantastic. Imagine if everyone finds two and everyone does the same thing, the matrix will be filled very fast. This means that even if you don't look for anyone to join the company, you will get paid when the tree reaches a certain level. The biggest and most obvious disadvantage is everybody waiting for everyone to fill the tree, thinking that they will get their money waiting for others to fill it. This kind of thinking is extremely wrong and will ruin the company. Furthermore, unless there is a cutoff system in the marketing plan, for example, after the sixth level the person at the highest position will have to reinvest again at the bottom of the tree, the guy who came first will get all the commissions and not do anything. By placing a cutoff point, everyone who reinvests again will fill the tree faster, as the deeper you go down the tree, the more people are needed to fill each level.